Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Besoek RSG Geldsaake se Facebookblad en kom ons gesels.
Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake aan jou gebring deur Wolwo. Dis Woensdag en op Woensdag aan gesels ons oor ontwikkelings in die kryptobedryf. Nou ek het die afgelope paar weke 'n hele paar versoeke van luisteraars ontvang om oor kripto-arbitrage te gesels. Nou kripto-arbitrage is 'n praktyk waar 'n mens voordeel trek uit die verskil in die pryse van 'n kripto-geldeenheid op verskillende verhandelingsplatforms. So as mens nou sê 'n kripto-geldeenheid A kos R100 op een platform en R102 op 'n ander platform, dan kan jy geld maak deur die eenheid te gaan koop vir R100 en dan onmiddellik vir R102 te verkoop en dan maak jy nou 'n wins van R2. Harry Scheiser is op die lyn. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Future Forex. Harry, thank you so much for your time. I've just gave a basic explanation there, but according to you, because you offer these crypto arbitrage services, exactly how does it work in South Africa?
Yeah, how's it, Rick? Thanks for having me on. Can you hear me, Rick?
We can hear you clearly. Please go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so firstly, I did just about make out your explanation, despite my relatively poor Afrikaans ability. but just to fill in some of the gaps, you've pretty much picked up on most of it. Basically, crypto arbitrage is very simply the process of sending money abroad, buying cryptocurrency abroad, sending the crypto to South Africa, and immediately selling it in South Africa at a profit. And the reason that that's possible is because the price of cryptocurrency in South Africa is slightly more expensive than that abroad. Typically, it's 2-3% more expensive in South Africa. At the moment, it's closer to 1% more expensive. But even at the current premium, there's money to be made by sending clients money abroad and sending it back to South Africa and doing that over and over again to make sure that we can make very strong returns over time. Even if on each trade you're only making, say, 1%, if you do 20, 30, 40 trades in a year, that's where 20, 30, 40% returns can come from. And you'll know this firsthand as a client of ours, Rick.
Yeah. But, you know, you normally trade Bitcoin. Why would a Bitcoin cost more in South Africa than, say, in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's a great question. And what it has to do with is capital controls in South Africa. So basically, in a nutshell, to take money out of the country in South Africa, you have to go through approvals. Once you get to 1 million rand, those approvals are called AIT approvals. And thereafter, you can only do an additional 10 million rand. So total, irrespective of if you're a billionaire in South Africa, you can only take 11 million rand out of the country in South Africa. And because of this, you have people willing to pay more for cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin because it gives them diversity out of South African rand and doesn't cause them to use their exchange control allowances if the crypto remains in South Africa. So basically, if you're a billionaire, you can only send 11 million rand out of the country. That's not really going to touch sides on your total portfolio. So it makes sense to buy some crypto and hold it in South Africa to ensure that you're more diversified. And for that reason, we tend to see a demand higher than supply, which results in a fundamental price difference in South Africa.
If you trade 11 million and you trade with 250,000 rand, what is that? 44 trades you can do. And if you have a 1% return, you're talking about around 110,000 rand during all of those trades. That seems to be good to be true. So what are the risks?
It's a well-worded question because the returns are quite extraordinary. And the risks that remain in the process are usually there would be a risk of Bitcoin moving in price, going down in price while you're in Bitcoin, or the rand dollar moving in the wrong direction when you send money out the country. But Future Forex have actually mitigated all these risks and fully hedged the process so that there are no market risks. In other words, as soon as we send money out the country, at the exact same time, we sell in South Africa and we sell abroad such that we know what we're going to profit before the trade even starts. So there's no market risk. However, what we can't get away from is third-party risk. We rely on third parties like Capitec, like certain crypto exchanges, to action the process, to action the transactions. And when doing so, we obviously do extensive due diligence on third parties to make sure that money is as safe as possible. But if one of those third parties fail, that is the risk that remains. Now, of course, in our over 5 years of existence, we've never had a loss-making trade. We've never had a loss of money. So we've done very
Harry, I will have to interrupt you there. We have run out of time, but I think we got the gist of that. Dit was dan Harry Changerice van Future Forex. Ek wil net sê, dit is as risiko's en alles. En as mense belê in iets, maak seker jy verstaan daai produk 100% en veral as ook mense na hierdie tipe van produkte kyk. Ons gaan daarmee haltroe baie dankie aan Johan Gous van PPS wat lekker saamgesels het en dan van my Ryk van die Kerk en die Moneyweb span. Dankie vir die saamluister.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.